Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you get bored with the same old exercise routine? I know that I do, and I know that I, when I'm working with clients and patients, I don't like them to stay in the same workout routine all the time. Today we have Bravo star Lisa Hochstein from The Real Housewives of Miami. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about diversifying workouts, because I know that this is, you're a big proponent of that. Speak about how people can do that a little bit.
Well, my approach is pretty simple. It's a lifestyle for me, and I think that's the most important thing. In order to have success, I really think that you need to make it a lifestyle. A lot of people want to do their workouts, you know, every other day, every other week, maybe once a month, and that is not going to get you results. Do you agree with that?
I do. And so when you talk about diversifying, tell the listeners, do you like to circuit train? Do you do boot camp, and you like to do Pilates and yoga and kind of mix it all up all the time?
I definitely love to mix it up, because you can get super bored if you're sticking to the same routine. It can be very repetitive and it doesn't motivate you. So I love to get outside. I live in Miami. I'm very blessed to live here, and we have so many outdoor, amazing, beautiful things that we can do to help us stay in shape. And I love to go outside. I love to go swimming. I love to go running. I love to take my dogs to the beach. I love to do Pilates. I love to work out with my friends because they keep me motivated.
And what do you think, Lisa, if you had to pick one that you could tell the listeners, hey, listen, if you really want to burn calories, you really want to get it going and feel that breathy, hard workout, what's your favorite thing to tell people? Because people look at a gorgeous body like yours and say, I want that body. And you know that they do. So what would you tell them great way to burn calories is?
Well, I always start my workout, even if I'm tired, doesn't matter. I will go onto the treadmill and get that out of the way.
I'm the same way. That's awesome.
I know a lot of people think it's very boring, because for me, it's one of the most boring things to do. I absolutely hate cardio. So I'll, you know, take a magazine. I'll sit in front of a TV or go to a gym where they have television sets. I'll have a friend. I'll talk to a friend. Just anything to get that 20 minutes, 30 minutes out of the way. And weight training for me is fun.
So, I mean, I'm the same way, and I put on old shows that I like to watch, or a good long movie that I know that it'll take me 3-4 days to watch, so I can spend my 45 minutes just pushing as hard as I can. Yeah. So then do you like weight training? Do you do that right after? Do you alternate days? Because people want to break it up a little bit. You know, how do you break it up?
I alternate muscle groups. I like to do my glutes on one day. I really like to focus on my glutes, because for me, that, and most women, I think that's their problem area. So I really like to intensify my workouts with heavier weights. I do squats, lunges. Sometimes I'll just simply run up and down my stairs with weights if I don't have time to go to the gym. I like to use a medicine ball as well. I don't know if anyone still uses those.
They do. They do still use them for nice deep squats, holding that medicine ball or throwing it up in the air, catching it a nice deep squat. It really does kick your buns, you know, tush.
You know, even with Pilates, I love to just isolate. I love Pilates because you really isolate that muscle and you don't get bulky, because some people don't want to get bulky on their behinds. For me, I do. I live in Miami where everyone has this, you know, these beautiful behinds.
Well, and you were a dancer. So, and you know, dancing definitely gives you that sort of rounded, we've all seen what J-Lo's looks like too, you know, that nice rounded look. Now, what about, I know we talked about cardio, but what about other sorts of exercises like yoga? Where do these things fit in to our workout? Are they for our mental health, or do they also help with this body that we're trying to create?
I really think that yoga is more for your mental state. I believe Pilates will help you with your figure. But for me, yoga is a way to relax, to just clear my mind, reevaluate things in my life. That's where I stand with yoga. Pilates, of course, I adore Pilates because it just isolates those muscles and it doesn't give you those big, bulky muscles. So many of my friends, they don't want to lift weights because they tend to get real bulky. So that's why they go for Pilates. Well,
now,
for me, I'm very tiny, so that's why I need to lift weights. Otherwise, I get a very boyish figure.
Well, and I'm the same. I'm about 4'10", but people are going to look at you and see that you're thin and gorgeous, and they're going to say, well, you know, she can have a trainer or she can do these things. How do you balance what you do working out with what you eat? I mean, do you eat like a bird, Lisa?
No, I absolutely don't. I eat five to six small meals a day. Well, at least I try to when I have time. It's hard because in this day and age, everyone's super busy. So it's difficult to be at home or, you know, pack your snacks to bring out with you in the day. A lot of people are getting fast food or going any place they can just get their hands on something to eat. But that's what I love to do. I just pack my meals.
For example, give us an example of what you need, like you just need to grab something to snack on. You're busy, you're doing all of these things. Well, what do you just grab?
I love to go to Whole Foods or Fresh Market, and I will grab the all-natural fruits and nut bars. I think those are great. They're all natural, and that's kind of the way I eat, very clean. I don't like to have additives.
Like the Kind bars, food. You mean?
Exactly, like a Kind bar, for example, or a trail mix. Some fruits, bananas, anything that's just healthy and clean and raw is really the way I prefer to eat. I don't like to eat a lot of salt, too, because I tend to get a really puffy face if I eat too much salt.
Well, we all do, hon. Now, so you eat raw?
I try to eat as raw as possible. I really feel that helps also, not only with my health, but my skin. My skin just glows when I'm eating like that for a week or so. If I get off track, I can really see the difference in my face and my skin. And people notice as well. If I'm eating like that, people will compliment me on how great and glowing I look. So I think that's one of the things that people don't realize. I work out not just to look good and have, you know, beautiful physique. I also want my skin to glow and I want to be healthy.
So, and what about things like drinking alcohol and or soda? Because a lot of people that come on my shows and they say, oh, well, if you're dieting, diet soda. But I personally think diet soda is just poison. Do you?
I absolutely agree with you. When I go out, I try to get everything with Splenda. A lot of the times you can substitute sugar for Splenda. I know Splenda is not the best thing to put in your body either. So even if you have stevia, it's kind of excessive, but sometimes I'll put some stevia in my purse and ask the waiter to put that into my drinks. I know that sounds crazy, but for me, I feel like it's just helping me stay on track.
Well, I think sometimes it's just, and it's just planning too, as you say, you know, because you bring it with you, so you plan for these kinds of occasions. In the last 30 seconds or so, Lisa, your best advice for diversifying your workout and getting it all done so that we can look like you.
Well, just definitely stay on track. Get into a routine because you're not going to get any results without that routine. Use the buddy system. I always feel like if you have someone to motivate you, it's going to get you in the gym faster. Like I said, try to eat 6 small meals. Definitely try to eat raw. Drink as much water as you possibly can. It does wonders for your skin. It gives you energy. Always have a pre-workout snack because that will definitely get you motivated in the gym and want you to stay longer and push harder and get those results that you want.
That is certainly great advice from Lisa Hochstein. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.